Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn app.
Danielle McCartney.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Oh, boy. Welcome in. It is a Saturday evening live from New York. I'm Danielle McCartney. Welcome in to WFAN, New York sports fans. And we'll be talking all things New York sports for the next, count them, 5 hours right here in New York City till 1 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. You've got Paulie Roseberg and I all the way till midnight. And then I think it's Rami Lavi coming in after them. We are here right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. And there is a lot to talk about tonight. Jets, Giants, week two. That'll be towards the end of the show, if you will allow me to do that. Yankees beat the Red Sox. I believe the Yankees might win the division after all. And the Mets. Oh, boy. Oh, we have to talk about the Knicks, too. The Knicks made a couple of signings that we will also talk about. And hey, did you know that they offered a contract to somebody that doesn't deserve one? Yeah, we'll get to that as well. So today proves, yet again, for the New York Mets, in embarrassing fashion, in front of the home crowd, in front of some of their most notable alumni. I mean, this Mets team is an utter mess. There is no rock bottom when rock bottom continues to get recreated each and every day. You know, Cedric Mullins tonight had a chance to have his first Mets moment. Do you believe that? Here we are on Saturday, September 13th. And this, you know, he could have come through for the Mets for the first time since he became a Met, what, August 1st, whatever it was? Yet he failed again. Cedric Mullins failed again. First and second, bottom of the eighth, two outs, score tied 2-2. He struck out swinging on a 76-mile-an-hour curveball. Boom, inning over. And that very next inning, the top of the ninth, the Rangers took the lead off, guess who, Edwin Diaz, with some small ball, really, in setting up and manufacturing that go-ahead run. And the Mets, bottom of the ninth, had the Rangers right where they wanted them, right there in the bottom of the ninth, in front of the home crowd, the Mets legends, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, in that order. Well, Lindor, a big nothing burger, struck out swinging on a 77-mile-an-hour curveball. Soto singled. Alonso, a big K, striking out on a 85-mile-an-hour sweeper. And Soto, still anchored to first base, he was. Two outs. Then, a sign of life. Mauricio, line to right field. He singled. Soto to third. First and third, Brandon Nimmo could be the hero. Yeah, could be. He fell behind 0-2 fast, struck out on a foul tip. Game over. Put it in the books. And if they, or it, the top of this Mets order can't get it done, well, then who? Who can? The Mets are still winless, right? When trailing after eight innings, they have eight losses in a row. They have no heart, no guts, no grit. Stick a fork in the 2025 New York Mets. They are done. Look, I know Fangraphs has the Mets. If you look right now, they have a 63.7% chance to make the postseason. Well, what you didn't notice is it dropped, to get to this number, it dropped 5% with Friday night's loss and another 9.8% after tonight's loss, and maybe even more if the San Francisco Giants can pull it off later tonight, 9 p.m. We'll be locked in here. I mean, this could very well be one of those cases where the numbers, just the pure formula, cannot account for heart, because the Mets at this point don't have it. The Giants, right on the Mets' tail, are surging while the Mets are sputtering, and all setting it up, as you know, for the unthinkable and maybe inevitable, the New York Mets missing the 2025 postseason. It would be a collapse of epic proportions, and that is a realistic outcome with 13 regular season games remaining on that Mets schedule. You know, I can't believe it feels so far long ago that the Mets started with the best record in Major League Baseball. Let me do some quick math here. Through 69 games, the Mets had the best record in Major League Baseball. And since then, since June 12th, they are 31-48. That record since then is only better than the terrible Rockies, the bad Nationals, and the Twins, who literally traded away their entire team at the trade deadline. What company to be in? And what are the optics on this? How bad does this look? How is this defensible? And even if the Mets do somehow squeak into the postseason, realistically, can this team make any noise with, as it stands right now, the first stop would be in Los Angeles to visit the defending champs, the Dodgers. The same Dodgers that beat them in last year's NLCS. And that team, arguably, had a better pitching staff than this team does. No, not arguably. It did. Doubtful. The Mets are doubtful, even if they do get in. So, you know, we're almost at the point where we have to start looking at this and saying, well, what went wrong? How did it go wrong? And there is not a simple answer, really. There's not a simple answer for this 2025 Mets team. Because you want to know why? There is blame to go around everywhere. The first being the players. Look, I know the Mets hosted Alumni Day today, and that was fantastic. We'll talk about that. But it's like they've turned back the clock to the epic disaster that was the 2007 season. Now, Carlos Beltran, they were in the press conference room. They had a little, you know, five or six guys sitting around a table with only three microphones. Weird. But Carlos Beltran, he was asked about, and I don't recognize the voice, so sorry if you were the reporter that asked that question, but Beltran was asked about that epic collapse before today's game, and here's what he said.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt that we were not able to put it together. You know, we were, like Jose mentioned, we were scuffling. You know, we were not getting the job done offensively, defensively. We were, you know, not playing good defense. And pitching-wise, you know, we were allowing too many runs. And there were days where we felt that, you know, we had opportunities. But, you know, the mentality as a team, even though we all wanted to come out of that situation, it was hard for us to get out. I mean, I just cannot really pinpoint what exactly happened. I just felt that, you know, you wish you can have it back, but that's why, you know, like now thinking about this team and what they're going through, I just hope they just, you know, forget about the past and focus in these, you know, games left, and just hopefully go out there and play hard and do the best you can and see what happens.
Well, Carlos Beltran, I have news for you. Hope is not a sound strategy. And the words he used, I mean, don't they ring true today from back in 2007 where here we are, we are trying to pinpoint where this went wrong. And he just said in 2007, he couldn't exactly pinpoint where it went wrong. He said his 2007 Mets were scuffling in a few different areas. He named three of them. And guess what I did? I went back and compared the 2007 Mets to the 2025 Mets in those particular areas that he mentioned. First, he mentioned offensively. Well, you know, currently there are only three teams in the league that bang into more double plays than the Mets do. Other than that, and I know you want to point to this, but on the season with runners in scoring position, the Mets hit 261 with 478 RBI. That's 10th best in the league for both of those two statistics. And they really don't strike out in those situations either. There's only like four teams that strike out fewer with runners in scoring positions than the Mets do, with, of course, again, with runners in scoring position. And honestly, this year's Mets offense overall is postseason caliber based on the comparison to the rest of the teams in the league this season. However, when you compare the easily comparable, you know, percentage-based stats from this team to the 2007 team, oofa. Because the 2007 team actually outperforms today's Mets in batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. And they grounded into fewer double plays, and they have a ton fewer strikeouts. So the 2007 offense was actually better than this Mets offense. Maybe that has to do with the collapse, the impending doom of the collapse. He mentioned defensively. Basically, I just looked at fielding percentage for the entire team. Basically, they are the same, almost to the hundredth of a decimal point. Then he said, this was a quote, he said, pitching-wise, we were allowing too many runs. Well, the team ERAs for 2007-2025, they're not far off. I mean, these two teams are basically mirror images of each other, including the part where Carlos Beltran said, we were not able to put it together. And that has been, from the beginning of this season, a recurring theme for this Mets team. Remember when we talked about that, especially early on? So the players are to blame. So is the manager, number two. He needs to do a better job of managing without the analytics binders. For example, he's got to stop with these data-driven lineups. I don't want to see Acuna or Siri starting games. Beatty, McNeil, they should be in there every day. I don't want to see Senger out there. I mean, Mendoza has got to do a better job of playing his best players down this home stretch. And he said, the other night, he said, I'm responsible. I'm the manager. It's my job to get all these guys going, and I will. Well, at least he knows. At least he's aware. But number three, where to place the blame, and probably most important, maybe I should have led with this one, because this is not a recent issue where the Mets might be, you know, overtaken by a good Giants team in the last week of the season. They fought it out to the end. No. There is a problem in the construction of this Mets team. Because this Mets team, after doling out the largest contract in professional sports history to a highly coveted everyday player, had their sights set squarely on the World Series. And why shouldn't they? Juan Soto, just a couple months prior to putting pen to paper, put the entire Yankees team on his back and carried it to the World Series. Buyer's remorse? Well, look at this season's numbers for Soto and compare them to last season's numbers. And he still, through this juncture, was a better Yankee than Met. To be fair, he's been the only Met that's really producing offensively down this terrible stretch, because the rest of this Mets team is an utter mess. Lindor struck out tonight in a crucial spot. Alonso struck out tonight in a crucial spot. Brandon Nimmo struck out tonight in a crucial spot. Game over. I placed the blame squarely on the shoulders of the general manager. Forget the fact that the bottom of the order continues to be a black hole both before and after the trade deadline. The pitching of this Mets team is categorically, catastrophically bad. I mean, reclamation project after hopes and dreams and prayers pitchers. I mean, that is how a small market is run. The last I checked, the Mets play in New York City. That is not how the New York Mets should be run. And this is an issue dating back to the beginning of the David Stearns era. And the fact that he is running this team like a small market. And those that listen to my show that have been tapped in know that I have been on his case from the jump about this. Welcome to the bandwagon. Welcome. You're allowed to come on. You're allowed to step on. Let me help you up. Because I'm looking at this and I'm going, furthermore, expecting three rookies to be saviors is not a sound or a good plan whatsoever, David. The fact that the general manager waited until now to bring them up in the middle of a postseason push is irresponsible. It is general manager malpractice to be overly reliant on these savior rookies who were called up entirely too late. You know, you've been locked in. I've been calling for these pitchers before the trade deadline to make their major league debut. The reason being, if they are, you know, what they're supposed to be, great. Then you can, you know, bolster your starting pitching rotation. Hopefully, you know, stretch out Clay Holmes a little bit farther to be a little bit more effective deeper into the season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We don't need to rehash all that. You've listened. But now, it is completely unfair on Nolan McLean, Jonah Tong, and Brandon Sproat to be thrown into big game after big game with so much on the line. Tong, who I did not want to see with the Queens Mets at all this season, was rushed up to the major league level so quickly. He only had two games at Syracuse pitching with the PitchCom system in his career. Can you imagine that? You've had experience with this one particular very important system in two games, and boom, you're at the major league level. That is irresponsible on behalf of the general manager. And why? Oh, and why? Oh, yeah, because he failed to address his starting pitching rotation. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. And now you want to talk about Clay Holmes? You want to turn him into a starter? Great. He was effective for much of the season, but you knew, everybody with eyeballs and a brain knew he was going to have an innings ceiling. So why wasn't starting pitching addressed better this past winter or even just a few months ago? Who knows? And how hot is the seat of David Stearns, boy genius, the smartest man in the room? Why isn't this talked about? To me, his seat is as hot as a leather car seat on a 100-degree day in July. You can't even sit on it without burning your ass. Why is nobody talking about the big catastrophic disaster that the New York Mets are? This lineup needed another bat before the season and at the trade deadline. The front office hoped and prayed that Brett Beatty would work out at third base because they did nothing to address that position. Cedric Mullins has been an abject failure. The bullpen is one of the worst in the league. Does David Stearns even have the ability to evaluate pitching talent? Because I'm starting to think that he just got lucky last season because this season has been a brutal, crippling miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm sitting there going, today, thinking to myself, well, would a trip to the postseason prolong David Stern's Mets career? Probably. And in that case, to be honest, I'm rooting against it for the sake of the future of this team. He can't do the job. He is not up to it. Because if the Mets do sneak in, that would only mean they will double down on this ridiculous spending spree and inability to find good players to help this team. I don't want any more reclamation projects and all of that. Hopes and dreams, major changes are needed for this Mets team. There is no reason why a man who assembled a team that entered this season with a $323.1 million payroll, highest in the league, that misses the playoffs deserves to retain his job. I'm sorry. And it's like, I look back at articles today written in 2007. If you cover the date up, you don't know if it's written then or now. And here's a not-so-fun game. Is it 2007 or 2025? I found articles with these words in them. The Phillies sweep the Mets at home late in the season. Yeah, that's both. The starting pitching staff staggered to the finish line. Yeah, written in 2007. Two, that's both. Billy Wagner in 2007 called it embarrassing. Yep, that's both. And in 2007, Willie Randolph, the manager, said, anytime you have an opportunity to finish the deal and don't capitalize on it, it will come back to haunt you. Yep, that's both. We are watching like a car crash in slow motion. A 2025 epic collapse of epic proportions of the New York Mets. And when that happens, when they are eliminated from playoff contention, which I think they will be, I need to be on air that night. Until then, hopes and dreams and prayers and both sets of fingers crossed for the New York Mets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.